You're listening to SBS News.
In Australia, natural disasters are a year-round threat. Bushfires, droughts, heatwaves, cyclones and floods wreak havoc across the country, with several events often simultaneously striking in different regions at the same time. John Bates from the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre says natural disasters are occurring more frequently and lasting for longer when they do. He says it's taking a toll on emergency response teams.
What we're seeing is that we're starting to get to a point where the number of natural hazards that are happening in the extension of the seasons is starting to stretch capacity of those resources are to respond.
Mr. Bates says planning for future natural disasters needs to involve efforts to bolster emergency resources.
We need to put in place an environment that continues to replenish that, and particularly looking at the volunteers and where they come from, because there is an ageing demographic in the volunteer workforce at the moment. And you know, the agencies across the country are looking at what they can do and how they can continue to attract and retain new volunteers.
Elizabeth Mossop lived through Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath when it hit the Gulf Coast of the United States in 2005. Now living in Australia, she's the Dean of the Faculty of Design, Architecture and Building at the University of Technology in Sydney. She says authorities, businesses and hospitals need to be preparing now for future weather events and working on ways to minimise their potential for destruction.
We really need to try to build them in to our thinking as a part of business as usual. You know, as storms and floods become more frequent and less predictable with the impacts of climate change, we have to be thinking about planning for them all the time. We need to think about planning our cities. So we should be trying to design in things that will make cities more resilient to these sorts of events.
Residents in North Queensland have begun the year with monsoonal rains causing record-breaking floods. The downpour has been so severe, authorities say. The floodgates of the Ross River Dam opened automatically to their fullest extent, flooding around 2,000 homes. Australian National University School of Environment and Society Professor Jamie Pittock says poor decisions regarding property development in flood-prone areas is working against the efforts of emergency services.
Our emergency services do an amazing job of preparing plans for managing major floods. Unfortunately, their good work is often prevented by bad land use planning by particularly state government authorities who've allowed development in harm's way.
He says some of society's most vulnerable residents are being put at greatest risk.
Often states allow cheap housing developments on floodplain lands and bizarrely often facilities like aged care or early childhood centres are placed on the cheapest, most flood-prone land.
The New South Wales government has proposed plans to raise the height of Sydney's major water storage resource, the Warragamba Dam in the Blue Mountains, by 14 metres. The initiative is being promoted as a flood control measure to protect the Nepean River Valley downstream. But Professor Pittock says another motivation is to allow further development in the valley, which could see an extra 130,000 people relocate to that part of Western Sydney. He fears the dam extension may provide a false sense of safety for those opting to live downstream.
This is a gravely alarming proposal because it's actually putting people in harm's way in the illusion that this might be safe, rather than being more responsible and redirecting development to areas of higher land.
Jamie Pittock suggests state governments should follow the example set by China, parts of Europe and the United States and abandon any further dam construction.
What they're realising is the limits of those dams. Those sorts of Developments have now largely ceased. And in most of those countries, governments are actively moving to acquire the most flood-prone lands, to relocate houses to safer areas, or to raise or strengthen infrastructure in harm's way.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.